are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Dave's Good Vibration Station. What? Just stepped in to something crazy. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. How we doing today, everybody? Boy, oh boy, do we got a show lined up for you. First and foremost, I would like to thank our boys, Real Boy, for that wonderful song, Suck My Swing. Thank you very much. You've just tuned in, LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. We have a very special show lined up for you today. Urban Influence. It's about some kids that came together through the power of hip-hop. First started with the love of being one with the music, then later grew into showing people that that told them that they couldn't, or told us that they were whack, right? As lingo is used. That mindset made them grow, not only as dancers, but in their lives. To do more than just dance and to make a mark on the world, to inspire the world that you can not only follow out your passion, but you can inspire others while doing it as well. I would like to welcome Urban Influence in the studio with us today. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thank you for having us today.
Yeah, beautiful, thank you, beautiful.
Thank you
now,
very much.
Along with a hip-hop crew, and we'll get into more of exactly what that is. You guys, it's the reason why we have you here is because of what you bring, because of the positive momentum that you're creating, because of the hype that you've created, because of the people that are supporting you, and just everything that you are doing is creating such a positive force wherever you choose to put it, wherever you choose to do it. So we'll get into exactly more of what that is. First of all, I'd like to welcome Caesar.
Hello, everyone. My name is Caesar.
Yes, Caesar. We have Eduardo.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah, and we have Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Wonderful. I'd like to thank all three of you for coming in the studio with us today.
Thank you for having us.
I would also like to give a shout out and thank Mibrations, who is indeed an affiliate of Urban Influence. Mibrations is the most amazing skincare products you could probably ever treat your body to. It's dessert for your skin. Make sure to check it out. We previously had the founder of Mibrations on the show a few months ago, had her talk about the positive influence that she was making in the community, and it just swirled in the vortex, you guys sitting here now. So that's a wonderful little dance of synchronicity. So, to start off, what is urban influence? We're going to go Caesar.
Urban influence, it's basically a hip-hop crew, and we dedicate ourselves to spreading love, joy, and happiness to the world, humanity, or as my friend Chris likes to say, the universe.
Yes! Yeah. That's beautiful. What else? Okay, so what does that entail, being a hip-hop crew, right? You hear, like, oh, we're a hip-hop crew, right? So, are you guys dancers? Are you rappers? Are you, do you know what I mean? Are you, you know, let's hear a little bit more about exactly what you guys do.
We're a little something of everything.
That's awesome.
Our main thing is dance, but
beautiful.
Through dancing, we have, like, it's hip hop as a culture.
Yes.
And you have your b-boying, MCing, DJing, graffiti. We started off with b-boying, and
That's awesome.
We got this far into b-boying.
What is b-boying for the listeners?
B-boying is what the mainstream media would call breakdancing.
Okay, awesome. Nice. That's awesome. Yes. Yeah. Sweet. So think of, like, the dudes, like, with a flattened out box, like, on the street corner that are, like, just busting moves, like,
yep.
And then they have to, like, quick, like, put a helmet on real quick, like, mm-hmm. And they're like, bah! I just hit my head. Right? You're getting into it, man. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Okay, so
we got so far into the dance, and we kind of, like, unlocked, you can say, other elements. We started...
Yes.
Through b-boying, we have people who are singing now because they figured out they can do it. They got so far with dancing that they unlocked, like, things they didn't know they were capable of doing.
Yes.
So we have, now we're, some of us are into graffiti, like Edward is into graffiti.
Legal graffiti, though.
Yeah.
Yes, we're just going to throw that out there. Yes. Like on canvases and stuff.
Yeah. And then we have Chris, who's
nice.
DJing.
I really appreciate that, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Graffiti is beautiful. And Chris is a DJ.
DJing.
That's awesome.
I'm getting a little into the MCing, you know, I'm working on it.
So you guys are multi-talented, yes. Right? The reason, I guess the main reason why you guys are such an influence is because, folks, you're not sitting in the studio with us, but when we first met, I mean, these guys are a powerhouse of positivity. Like, the moment that you meet them, the moment you sit down with them, they're just, they're bright, they're shining, they're multi-talented, right? And everything that they do is for the better good of not only society, not only their community, but for humanity. You guys were talking to me about how, you know, you guys can make a super powerful impact by just following your dreams, by just following the things that bring you the highest excitement, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in today's society, and we talk about this a lot on the Vibration Station, is, you know, we've definitely been molded, right? We've been taught to see things and to, you know, to analyze them and judge them and say, well, I'm not going to be, you know, full and complete until I wear this or until mm-hmm. I drive that. Mm-hmm. And then it's all, you know, it's all a game. It's all, you know, it's, yes. It's fake, though. It doesn't matter because it's all in you. But the thing that's really golden about you guys is you see past that, and you're trying to instill people with the light that has always been in them.
Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
I like something you said earlier. Was we shine and we're light wherever we go. And it's partly true because throughout our journey, we've met hurt souls, and we've brought them back to the light. So in other words, you can say that we also heal people through dance.
Absolutely.
And that's really strong.
Absolutely. And, you know, as long as you're following your passion,
yes.
Dude, you can inspire an entire world, you know?
Yes.
Eduardo, I want to... I'm sorry, Edward, not Eduardo.
Yes, yes.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
That's terrible. Has that happened before?
Yes, before.
I didn't mean to. Edward.
Yes.
Do people call you Eddie?
Yes, they do sometimes.
Can I call you Eddie?
Sure.
What a guy. Right. Eddie and Dave. Dude, we go way back. You bring a really great... You have such a wonderful smile, by the way. I'm sitting across from
you
right now.
Thank you.
What inspired you to meet up with these guys? What inspired you to start such a positive impact. We're also going to get into the people that you have impacted and the influence that you've already stirred up in the community. But before that, Eddie, what inspired you to do this? Like, you just woke up one day and you were like, you know what? I love dancing. I want to get a crew. We're going to meet these guys, and we're going to do everything for love.
I mean, honestly,
it's a powerful thing.
Man. Yeah, honestly, I kind of joined the crew a little later.
Okay.
The crew was originally started like in 08, 09.
Wow.
I joined like around 2011.
Okay.
But I saw dancing when I was 5, and I liked it. And it was like, I really liked it, but I never knew how to dance. I never had anybody to teach me.
Right.
So, kind of funny, like, I have a bad past.
Okay.
I would say, like, in the streets.
That's cool, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome. That's really awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Like, born and raised in Inglewood.
Word.
Like, all you see is negativity.
Word.
But I learned not to, after a while, I learned not to be a part of it. When I met Urban Influence, they helped me. One, they taught me, like, just to be a better person. Two, they taught me the dance, which made my passion grow. And from then on, I just wanted to join the crew. Once I got into the crew, motivating people was just, I just saw how we can motivate people through dance. Yeah. I've seen people, like, have a bad day and just smile after we're done dancing or just talking to them, which is truly amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, that's so cool. And, like, Eddie, that's an insane story that you could, like, see the light within all that negativity that surrounds you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You're a really powerful dude.
Thank you, man.
That's awesome. Thank you, bro. That's dope. Yeah, dude. Like, so imagine an entire society that had, you know, a mentality like that. Imagine if everybody was is on a high vibration, right? We're on the vibration station talking about vibes, good vibes and stuff. Dude. I mean, we would be a powerhouse of unconditional, like, understanding and appreciation for each other.
That would honestly be, like, the most amazing thing.
And because, that's what you guys are bringing.
Yeah, because,
that's,
I mean,
what you guys are doing.
Yeah. Before I was with the Urban Influence, I saw people tend to judge a lot. They can judge you for the simplest, like, little twitch you can make, and they'll judge you. And I noticed that because growing up, that's what I saw. I mean, and I've never, me personally, I've never been a judgmental person. Like, everybody's themselves, and I'm glad that everybody's themselves. You can be an individual, and accepting an individual is, like, the best thing you can do.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, they help you be yourself as well. So, being with Urban Influence and seeing that everybody's an individual, but yet we can all come together for one main thing, which was dance, and then evolutionize that. So other elements was just a great thing.
Yeah.
So personally, I'm trying to help through Urban Influence and myself. We're trying to spread that. So you can just be an individual. Be happy with what you're doing. Don't be afraid to do what you want to do. Don't let nobody judge you or say that you can't do it. Because I'm pretty big dude, but I can do stuff on the floor that leave people like,
speechless.
Wow, yes. I've seen people look at me like, wow, you just did that.
That's,
I'm just
amazing.
Like, hey, man, it takes practice. Like, don't be scared to do it.
Yeah.
And it just, like I said, people leave with a positive, like, vibration in their head, I guess.
Yeah, dude. My man. That's awesome. Yeah, dude.
Thank you.
Brother Eddie, that's dope. All right, dude, let's move on to Chris, man. How we doing, Chris?
I'm doing great. Just
feeling,
you know,
good,
blessed.
Man. Feeling good. That's awesome. So how did were you guys originally, were you guys like part of the original crew, and how many people was in the original like started or Urban Influence like 0.01?
Wow.
Like, you know, like,
yeah, like first generation.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
like Windows
young.
1998, like, you know, like, you know.
Dang, that's crazy, because wow. Yeah, it started off in 08, and we started off with about like 10-15 people.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And,
so it was like a collective thing going on. It's like a big, yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
but
cool.
It happened for one day, and yep, everybody just stopped. You know. It,
wow.
It didn't really happen, and then, yeah, later on, it started picking up again. We, me and my friend Michael, we call him Noodles. Yeah, we started off again because most of the people are really judgmental. Like, they look at us and be like, oh damn, these kids are whack. So our mission that evolutionized from there was like, damn, you gotta show these people, you know, we can make something out of ourselves. And
for sure,
yeah. And like,
that's awesome, man. Yeah, no, keep going. No, keep going. No, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, it's cool. Yeah, we'll basically just show them that, you know, we're not whack. We could be a dope dancer.
Yeah.
And we just started training every day. And then they started, like, looking at us differently. They started respecting us. They started, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I have a quick story, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. Absolutely, yeah.
There's a place we go practice sometimes. It's called Freestyle Fridays.
Okay.
When we first walked in, I remember, like, people were just like, who are these kids?
Wow.
And now, from, like, now, we kind of, like, we don't own the place, but when we walk
in. We made our mark.
Everybody knows who we are. Like, they know that we're in the scene. So people look at us.
Urban Influence is in the building.
Yeah, like, I've seen people just on Friday. There's a new crew, and they had their first battle. And, you know, I just had to talk with them, you know, help them out. And just trying to have them positive because they were kind of let down.
Yeah.
Their heads were kind of down. Like, I kind of messed up because they had their first battle.
Weird.
And so they felt like they didn't do that great. So I just talked to them, try to make them feel like, no, you guys were good. Like, you guys are just learning. That's how it goes, you know?
Absolutely.
You'll eventually get there. So just keep going. Mm-hmm. Totally. Just had a total smile on their face, which is really amazing to me.
Dude, that's awesome. Yeah. You guys are powerful cats right here.
Yeah, because, like, you know, we started off like that, too. Like, I mean, we're still going through it now. Like, you know, we don't win battles, but at the end of the day, like, we learned a lot from losing, you know?
Yeah.
You can't learn a lot from, you know, winning. You gotta fail to succeed.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
And one thing, even though we might lose a battle or something, we leave that place with everybody looking at us like, those guys were dope.
Yeah.
Those guys were cool. Like, they're going to make it.
Yeah.
And that's everywhere we go. I've seen that through many people
that have
just walked up to me or walked up to one of us and be like, you guys were amazing. You guys should have won, or you guys should have done this.
Yeah.
I was like, thank you for the positivity.
And you know what? I'm going to add my little two cents. Is like, I believe that winning, right, is an emotional state of being, right? For example, like, of course, you want everybody to hear it, smell it, taste it, touch it. You want everybody to know that, like, Urban Influence won tonight, you know? You want everybody to, like, see that and feel that and, like, vibe off of that. But if you can walk out of the room with putting more smiles on people's faces and spreading, like, the vibes that you guys do, if you can walk out of the room impacting more people in a positive way than the people that actually, like, won dancing, dude, who actually won at the end of the night? You know what I mean?
Man. Like, I've seen that happen to us so many times. That's crazy.
It's true, though.
Yeah.
It's, dude, what competition is not. Competition is an ego-based.
Yes,
it's ego-rooted, you know? And, like, our true nature, we are not egotistical beings. We are. Our true nature is source, dude. Like, I mean, I believe, right? We can only speak for ourselves, but the vibration station is all about letting people know that that they are an extension, that they are, like, creator is creation and creation is creator. One is all in the same. Do you know what I mean? Like,
that was,
dude,
deep.
It's true, man. Think of it, dude. Okay, you ever seen, like, you ever gotten into, like, quantum physics kind of stuff? Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
I have.
Good man. My man. Yeah. Right? So it's like, you know, there's if you get into that, you'll understand that every molecule is actually just hollow space with an infinite potential, right? So, dude, you are, like, not to mention your body is like stardust. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro. Like, dude, follow your dream. Do whatever you want. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, dude, man, we can get into this one. And I start going off on a tangent, and then I'm like, where am I? I apologize. You guys are great. You guys just bring such a high vibe to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, totally. So, Chris, yeah, you were saying how, like, you guys were in that spot too, though, where when you first walked in, right?
Yes.
People were like, who are these kids? Like, these kids are whack. Like, this is crazy. Like, get out of here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but now, I mean, now you're respected. Now you're like, you walk in and, like, for example, the new crew that just walked in is like honored for you guys to be like, hey, listen, like you guys did all right, like it's good, you know. And that's also super cool, dude, like super cool that you guys aren't being like, yeah, like, you know, like get out of here, like, you know, nubs, you know, like, you know what I mean, like you guys, that's awesome that you're like inviting, because you know, it's people that I love you guys, because that's, you know, it's people like you that are changing the paradigm. Old paradigm way is like, you know, think, look at all sports, look at all, you know, NBA, all of it, it's fun to watch, don't get me wrong, like, but when it comes down to it, like, dude, they're all just like dissing each other. You know, they don't want, you know, they're all just like, dude, you know, fuck you, you know, yeah. And like it's all, excuse my language, but you know, it's all just like, it's all beating the other guy, it's yeah. all putting the other guy down and showing everybody else that you're better than them.
Yeah.
You know, okay, that's cool, I get it, the competition, but like, but what about when like urban influence comes into the picture, mm-hmm. and you're like, all right, that's cool, like definitely show what you can do and like strive to be the best, of course, and like, you know, have fun, like play with the people that love to do what you love to do and do that, but don't play with them, you know, don't forget we're still kids, you know, you could be 70 years old, man, you're gonna have that inner child forever. You're still gonna have that inner child in you, but when you die, dude, like he's, you know, he's gonna hold it, you know. So it's like play with those people. You know, that's what you guys do, which is awesome. That's what people forget. You know, play a sport, you know. Man, play a sport. And then it turns into, you know, people start making millions of dollars. Turns into like, you know, you know, like people getting run over. It's a game. But it's awesome. Life is a big game. Mm-hmm. And you guys are masters. You guys are the masters of the game right now. Because you're awesome. And you know what you're doing.
Thank you.
So we got Caesar.
Yes.
Talk to us a little bit more.
Well, I joined the crew, I think I was second generation.
Second gen, okay.
Yes.
How many people were in it when you joined?
It was probably about five or six.
Five or six. Okay, yeah. Nice. So 10 to 15, had a meeting, didn't really work out. And you tried to keep it, Chris. You tried to keep it going. Were you like? So you were like a pioneer. Mm-hmm. You're pioneer UI.
He was there when it started, basically.
Yeah, I was the first recruit.
Wow, that's cool, man. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah. Sweet.
So basically, he got it. Like he and two other people got it started. It fell off. He brought it back up with Michael, and then from there, that's where I came in. I transferred schools as a freshman. Consequently, it was the best decision I ever made.
That's awesome.
Because of that, I met Michael Gomez, and he put me under his wing.
Nice.
And I basically started from there.
That's cool.
From there, it was us three. Me, Kippy, Noodles. And then we met Jason Carrera. He's another crew member. He's still around. And actually, he's actually a Marine, which as of for now, he's going to be leaving us for about 5 years.
Wow.
And it's pretty impacting on us.
Totally.
But
we'll definitely send out a blessing, you know what I mean? Yeah, absolutely.
And then from there, we have me, Kippy, Noodles, Jason, and then the guy who first started it came back in the crew. And then that's basically where it got started. Then,
that's awesome.
Then we had the other people join in, basically. That's
okay.
That's
and is it like it's like a recruiting thing? Like, do you guys like recruit people? And you're kind of like, oh, like he could be good. Like, let's bring him on.
That's
and
all
like,
was yeah. back. That's yeah. all. Yeah.
Actually, they told Chris asked me to join the crew.
Yeah, that's awesome.
When I had first moved there and I saw the dancing, but I was like, I saw them. I was like, yo, I'm kind of whack. So let me get better. Maybe I'll come back to it. And then like. When I tried to join, it took me like a year.
Yeah.
Like weird. Back then, it took me a year to get into the crew.
That's wow. when we were more established by then.
That's
we had
cool.
got rid of the people who weren't dedicated. It took all of high school, basically. After it got serious after high school.
Wow.
So then he ended up joining. And then we had a little kid join. He's amazing. He's 10 years old. He was doing windmills already.
Oh, yeah. Wow. He was amazing. He was doing windmills and all that stuff already at 10 years old. I was just like, wow. Like, I don't even have those moves.
And then
and that's status points, too, bringing a little 10-year-old, you know? Yeah. Like, yeah, that's cool.
That's when we were kind of establishing ourselves already.
That's awesome.
And then how does the story go? They auditioned for, Future Shock?
Future Shock, yeah.
Future Shock.
Future Shock LA.
It was Kippy, Noodles, and Brian. He was part of the 15, yeah.
That's awesome.
So what happened was they auditioned and they didn't make it. And then one of the ladies, Allison Tanaka, she's executive director, I believe, of Shock LA. And they asked them, how'd you guys learn? They were like, oh, from YouTube. So then she provided us with a dance studio in the Hawthorne Teen Center.
Wow.
So that's basically like where we
grassroots
grew.
That's amazing.
And then they gave us mentors. They gave us Iggy Chavez. He's an amazing dancer.
Wow.
Freaking amazing. Then we have Impact, Michael Lohr. Mike Lonka Lohr.
Yeah, he's actually on tour with Taboo from Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, wow.
So we've been blessed with like
that's
really
awesome.
Amazing mentors.
That's
so
beautiful.
Once this happened, we flew.
Yeah.
Like we had everything we needed. We had our studio, our mentors. And then throughout that, like we met Anna, and she made a huge impact in our life. And we're just here telling our story and adding to the legacy.
That's awesome. That's beautiful. That's really cool. Yeah. By the way, Diana is the founder of Mibrations. Absolutely. So. Make sure to check that out. Yeah, guys, that's like I love your story. It's so inspiring because it's like a movie. It's like straight out of a movie. I feel like I feel like I'm in like wasn't there like I could have sworn there's like a movie with like hip hop dancers and like a crew. Is there not where it's like kind of like an underdog story and then they're like really awesome at the end? Like
isn't it the Battle of the Year Dream
Team or something like that? I could have sworn. But dude, it's like dodgeball, but of like awesome, like you know, like dodgeball, dude. That's
like
one of my favorite.
Sandlot or something.
Yeah, dude, straight up Sandlot.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah, I love how dedicated you guys are. I love how serious you are. It's hard. It's difficult to find, you know, kids that like get right out of high school and have already started this thing, and it's all about positivity. It's all about being good. It's all about, you know, following a passion and like, you know, like Eddie said, like, dude, you know, not letting the negativity that surrounds you penetrate you. You know what I mean? Like that is the key to life right there. If you can. Yeah, please.
I mean, it's hard to push the negativity away.
Of course.
I'm not going to lie. Like sometimes it'll come to me.
Totally.
Urban Influence helps me keep it away. But sometimes the negativity comes and you try to push it away on your own and you can't.
Yeah.
So it's kind of good to have like friends, a crew, like family to be there for you. So if you're falling off and you're going down the wrong path or you feel like you're going left, they'll bring you to the right.
Yeah.
So it always helps.
Side.
Definitely.
Right is the right way to go.
That's awesome.
And like earlier we were talking, like even if you're a good positive or negative impact to us, we still affect you and you affect us in a positive way.
Yes.
Because
and you're sure part of the movement.
You're part of, like Cesar just said, you're a part of the movement.
Yeah.
Being that one, if you come at us in a negative way, we'll learn from it. We'll try to make you a positive person. And if it doesn't work out, we'll still try to help you no matter what.
Yeah.
Because that's who we are. We try to help everybody.
You said something earlier, Eddie, that was really great. You were like, whether you love us or hate us, you're a part of us.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yes, of course. You
awesome.
Help us grow. I mean,
cool.
Every person that we meet helps us grow.
Absolutely.
As a person, as individuals, as people, and just together, as our like crew growing together.
Yeah.
So even if you feel like, I don't know, like if you feel a certain way about us, at the end of the day, you're still helping.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah,
and,
dude.
In some way.
Wow.
Even though, wow. And if you still, we will help you as well because you can also learn from the experience that you have through us.
Yes.
And we learn from you. So it's all good at the end of the day.
It's all good. Wow, dude. Yeah. You guys would be great roommates. Wow. Man. Urban Influence.
Yeah.
Also, Diana pointed something out to me earlier. You, I, right? Urban Influence is you, I. That's you and I.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
right? That's right. So everybody. Cool. Is that part of the reason why it was named Urban Influence? Is because did one day you were like, oh, you and I?
I didn't make up the name. One of our the people that started the crew.
Okay.
Yeah, one of our, his brothers. He was like, hey, what about Urban Influence? And it just took like from. That
wow.
day,
yeah, what everybody. Was the first name, guys?
Really didn't have no meaning until we actually like grew and you know found out, you know, damn, we're Urban Influence.
Yeah.
Like this
yeah.
is this is what we're about. We're about spreading positivity and just mm-hmm. you know peace, love, and you know, positivity.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
Just love and happiness.
Yeah. So how did you guys, so now, right now I'm kind of talking to the people out there that have a dream. They want to do something. They want to start something, right? They have a passion. They probably have a 9-to-5 too. You know what I mean?
We do. Yeah. I do as well.
I do too, bro. We all do, yeah. Man. You know, like, so it's, you know, you're doing it, you're running it. But on the side, we all have our dreams. We all have our passions, you know, like. Dude, you know, and that's, and as long as we stick to those, we will, the universe will provide. Like, as long as we follow those passions, we will not have a 9-to-5 for much longer.
Yeah.
Truly. And that's the whole point of what I'm trying to let those people know right now that have those 9-to-5s, that Urban Influence is a perfect example of a few kids that have a dream, that have a passion, that wanted to make a positive impact and create positivity within themselves, right? Which is the most important thing before anything, creating it within each and every single one of you, right? Mm-hmm. And just doing it, right? So I want to ask, you guys got together, and did you just start going to competitions? You just started entering in competition?
Yeah,
and
hip-hop, come
on. And you can, like, you don't need, like, you don't, there's no prerequisites to that. You can just, like, kind of show up and be like, all right, guys, like, we're a crew now, like,
yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah, we've been going to many competitions since, like, 2010.
Okay.
We started going, and sweet. You got to pay, like, $10 usually.
Okay.
Just to enter with a crew, and, yeah, we've been going to a lot of those. And
yeah.
We've been spending money.
Yeah, doing well.
Learning.
Yeah, we've competed in, I'm sorry to cut you off, we've competed from San Diego up to L.A. to Vegas to Arizona.
That's what I want to hear, man. Yes, that's crazy, bro.
We've competed in all these places.
Awesome.
To the West Coast.
Breakdancing, yeah. Yes!
But we want to take it across the nation.
Wow.
Battle in New York, which was where hip-hop started.
Yeah.
We would love to battle there. That would be amazing. But also, we want to go to Europe. We want to go international.
Yeah, we're actually fundraising for that right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that, guys?
Yeah. Right now, we're selling candy to fundraise to Europe just to compete for a B-Boy competition, because that's basically one of our main dreams right now is to fly to Europe. And we're selling candy. That's one. Two, we're calling this red light fly to Europe. Have you ever seen I don't mean to be rude, but like a bum on the corner street with the sign on the intersection, and on the red light he would go and collect money from people.
Yeah.
Well, basically we're gonna do that. We have more suits. We're gonna have some people pop in with we have amplified noise, and we're gonna have like a couple people go to the intersection at a red light with the bucket collecting money.
Wow.
That's how passionate we are. We really
want
to go
cool,
to Europe,
man.
Yeah. So that's one. That's second. And third, like, we're also like accepting donations or
absolutely
grants from anyone who's listening, you know, if they help us get to our dreams. And yeah, thank you guys.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Be the excuse to not live a dream,
yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah, so we basically do anything we can, man. We came from starting in the streets.
We started.
In a garage without like, knowing anything to just trying to be the master of the game, I guess.
Top
dog.
That's awesome.
Always growing, always learning.
That's what it's all about, though. It's about progression. It's about finding who you are and following that no matter what, you know?
I feel like everyone in this life is always going to be a student of something. So,
oh, yeah.
I think you can never actually ever be a true master, but you can always be great at what you do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I want to say this.
I like
quote.
That. You guys are wise.
Challenges are what makes make life interesting, and overcoming them is what makes make life meaningful, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Nice.
That's what life is all about, man.
Yeah.
Getting knocked down.
Knocked
down, but I get up again. But, I mean, that's funny that you mentioned that. This morning I was thinking to myself, how, literally this morning I was just like, pondering this, like every single time that something bad happens, right? Like there's and we've talked about this before, but I like thinking about it and really getting into it. Every single time something bad happens, there's like a momentum that is launched within you that you know even more of what you want, right?
Yes.
So like every single time, we'll just use this as an example. You get in an argument. Right? Like, you get in an argument with somebody that you love, right? You feel dense inside. You're like, ooh, that's mm-hmm. That's a choice that you're making. You know, basically, because you generate that negativity within your body, there's always going to be an equal and opposite action and reaction, right? Definitely. So there's going to be a rocket of desire. I didn't want to say rocket. I was looking for other words instead of rocket of desire, but I'm going to use it, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's basically a rocket of desire is launched into like the knowingness of what you do want. And it's a matter of you. It's a matter of your conscious, deliberate thought and like where you choose to think, where you choose to operate. Right? So, like, you can operate on looking at something and being like, damn, that sucks, right? Yeah. But in that exact same moment in time, simultaneously, you could still look at that same thing and feel, like, infinitely better, yeah. you know? Mm-hmm. And the only thing that you're doing, and, like, I believe that we live in an attraction-based universe, meaning that, like, we're operating within the laws of attraction, right? So, like, what is likened to itself is drawn. That's why we're all sitting here, because we all think alike, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, we're not going to be sitting here with people that are talking about, you know, how shitty the world is and how everybody sucks, because we just don't see those people. We just, like, do you ever run into people like that? Like, well, Eddie's like,
I've ran into plenty of people who say life is just
absolutely life. Totally.
I mean, the crowd that I used to hang around with were just like, life is just there, absolutely. And then, like, nothing positive is going to come out of it, like,
totally,
which I never really believed in personally, like, totally. I feel like there's always a way to make something work, and honestly, my crew has helped me with that. Like, if I feel like, no, I can't do this, they'll be like, you can. Just do it. Like,
you could do
like
it.
Like, Chris said, I used to be like, man, I can't do this because this, and that, my weight or something. He was like, man, just do it.
Yeah.
Stop complaining and do it. And I was like,
that's cool.
I was just like, all right, I'll go for it. And it comes out. It's just like, it's happening. Yeah. I'm just like, whoa, like, it really has. So it's amazing.
That's so
amazing that I can actually do it.
That's so
And it, help, it helps. I don't know, like, we can kind of be like the poster child for saying that we can, whatever you believe in, you can do it.
Yeah.
Okay. And if anybody tries to tell you, no, you can't, that's just like, don't believe them.
Don't believe in what they say.
Just believe in what you do.
It's because of their own limitation.
Yes, exactly.
Because of their own limitation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, people in this world, there's dancers in this world who have like, no legs or maybe no arm, and they still do it, and they're still amazing at it. So it's like,
that's crazy.
If they can do it, we can also do it. So why limit yourself?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And like we were talking about earlier, right? It's all you know. Everything has potential. Everything is infinite. Everything is so. My point is, like, you can be anyone, do anything, anywhere, anytime. The only reason why you wouldn't be able to do that is because you don't fully think that you can do it. Like, okay, there's this ridiculous idea that, like, someone's like, oh, and someone's like, you can't do that.
Oh, yes.
And you're like, wait, why? Because it's never been done.
Oh, I hate
that. I'll be the first one to do it.
Like, that's probably the most ridiculous excuse I've ever heard, because it's never been... Okay, so let's see. Okay, like, you can't build an airplane. Why? It's never been done. Like, dude, you can't build the internet. You can't... You know what I mean? Like, dude, I completely believe that our ability to bend our space, you know, and our time, truly, mm-hmm. is... It's way more in our control than we give ourselves credit for. And it's not until you start, like Eddie, just being like, screw it. Mm-hmm. Chris says, just do it. And like, Caesar says, just do it. Like, let's just do it, man. Like, I'm just going to do it, you know? Like, man, that's the kind of stuff that defies the limitations. That defies the laws of not the laws. The laws that you set for yourself, mm-hmm. right? We all set our own laws.
If you never try, how do you know you can do it?
How do you know you can do it? If you never try.
What if you do it the first time and it comes out well? So, I mean, trying it once, can always help you in life. Like, for example, if let's say you say you can't play basketball, you're not tall enough, but then you grab a basketball and you shoot it and it goes in, what's to stop you from not being able to play?
Yeah.
I mean, you can make it. You can see that you can make it.
Absolutely.
So it's like, why not go for it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Totally. That's what this is all about.
Yeah.
It's going for your dreams, man. Not letting society's, structured, idea of what, just like you said, you're not tall, basketball, that's such a stereotype. But at the same time, dude, if you can shoot a ball, you're the man. Like, yeah. You can do whatever you want. And like, it doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter. It matters what's in your heart. It matters. Yeah. It matters that spark that's bumping you every single second. I want to get into talking about like a little bit of the events, right?
Yeah, like you guys. History.
Yeah, exactly. Like what kind of events like have you guys done in the past? Like what kind of things? What from start and here you are now, and then we'll talk. What are you trying to do? Give us a little lowdown.
Okay. Well, basically, like. For past events we've done, we had two events this past weekend.
Okay.
One was in Pasadena for an art night, with music. It was a sick jazz band. It was live music. We were breaking on concrete. That was this weekend.
That was this past weekend?
Yes.
And that was for an art event?
Yes.
That's cool. Okay.
And then, the following day we had an event in, what was it? The Skirball Cultural Center.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we've in the beginning of the year, we also had a champion release. What was it?
Champion pop-up showcase at Tried and True, yes. Vintage Store.
Okay.
In Melrose.
Yeah. Oh, in Melrose. Yes. Nice.
We were models for their up-and-coming clothing for the fall.
Nice.
Yeah, very dope experience.
That's cool, man. That's really cool.
We've performed in TED Talks in Long Beach with Culture Shock LA.
TED Talks.
That's amazing. Yeah.
That's cool. So you guys got to break dance at TED Talks.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even know what that was before.
You didn't know what to do. That's
like,
what is so
TED
cool.
Talks? We searched it up. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe it.
Yeah. Dude, I love TED Talks. Yeah. That's my jive right there, bro. Yeah. I go home and just watch a bunch of TED Talks. It's so fun. Yeah. Learn some crazy stuff.
We've also, last month, we performed for the Hawthorne team. The Hawthorne Teen Center for Black History Month.
Oh, okay.
It was a special performance dedicated to Black History Month.
Nice.
And for future events, we also performed for lupus awareness. We've had a cancer benefit show for UCLA and quintas, like parties for people.
Sweet 15th and stuff like that.
Nice.
We performed for them,
like quinceañeras and stuff.
Yes.
Nice. That's awesome. So... I'm just going to throw this out here, right? For the community, like, you guys are all about helping the community.
Yes,
and
of course.
Not only that, but you guys are stirring up quite a bit of hype as well. if somebody wanted to contact you about maybe dancing for them, would that be, I don't mean to throw you guys in an awkward position, because I know you guys are busy people and you got a lot on your plate, but... I do want to get you guys out there, and I want everybody to see how friggin' awesome you are, right?
Yeah.
So how could somebody possibly get in contact with you if they wanted to have you dance for either their company or maybe...
Okay.
A community event.
A community event or something like that?
Yeah, we also got DJs to,
That's
start
great.
The party.
That's great. It's like a whole... unit. It's just a hip hop.
The whole army is ready.
Yeah, it's a tribe, dude. Yeah,
army 300.
We call it tribe.
provide private lessons as well. We can teach.
That's great.
Just things like that. I mean, you can contact us at our manager's email. Her email is mybrations@gmail.com.
Yeah. Woo.
Yeah, and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
That's awesome.
We need followers on Twitter, so you guys, check out us on Twitter at Urban Influence C. That's for Twitter, Urban Influence Crew for Facebook, and Instagram.
There you go. And just Urban Influence for Instagram? Or what is it for Instagram?
For Instagram is Urban Influence Crew.
Urban Influence Crew.
Yeah.
Any No, Dashes or no, 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 that's just right. Urban Influence Crew. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, nice. Oh, we also have performed at Redondo Beach. You know, yeah. Just street shows for people.
Nice.
Those are shows that are coming up.
Yeah, those are coming up as well. We've done community outreaches where with Culture Shock Los Angeles, where we go perform for schools to give people another alternative so they can see that dancing is here.
Yeah,
different arts. So that as well.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Culture Shock LA and Allison Tanaka for, you know, blessing us with the opportunities and gigs that we're, you know,
we've been fortunate enough to get.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And for the future as well.
And also anyone, like, for our... We have JJ's local support, too.
Okay.
Yeah, JJ's
we have shop. Local support, and, yeah.
What's JJ's?
It's a skate shop in Hawthorne.
Okay, nice.
We linked up with the owner of it, and like he loved the positivity that we were bringing up.
Beautiful.
So he wanted to help us out. We're also just those out here. We're also soon gonna start a clothing line.
Oh. Nice.
We're working on it.
I saw your Urban Influence hat. Your snapback. Yeah.
We're gonna start that coming around soon. So we. JJ gave us an opportunity to launch our clothing there, which is an amazing opportunity.
Wow.
That
gave us. Yeah.
So everybody be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, dude.
Keep up with the movement, guys.
You what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
Another reminder, we accept donations, so, you know, feel free
to... Hey, man, anyone who's willing to help us reach our dreams, please.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
Totally. That's what it's all about. And you know what, guys? The fact that you are passionate enough to create the momentum to be here right now and to do the things that you're doing and to have created the positive impact on the people's lives that you already have, there's not a doubt in my mind that the funds are on their way. You know, it's truly.
I mean... When we went to Arizona, we rented out a truck. I had a paycheck. Like I had just got my paycheck. I spent my whole paycheck on that trip.
Yeah.
Just to make sure we were good. We were good.
Oh man.
Everything. We were just spending money that day. But
yeah.
I mean, we feel like it helps us towards our success. So any money going for it, it's all well spent.
Tell them about the room.
Oh my God, we spent one room, 7 people.
Wow.
So nowhere to walk.
That's so
sneak each other in because we didn't have a budget.
Yeah, we didn't have like a real big budget. And we were like, all right, just get one room.
Yeah.
Chris and his girlfriend in the bed because it was a female. And then everybody else on the floor. Oh, sleep on the floor. Like this, like a puzzle.
See, that's the beauty of hip hop. Like we went all the way over there.
Wow.
Barely making it with money. And we did it, man.
Yeah, represented.
Awesome. And we represented what we are.
Oh, yeah. We had people calling us out.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, people kind of like, you know, we want to battle you, you know.
Wow. Because
we're like, from LA, man.
Yeah, like we're going around and they're just like, oh, you guys are coming around. You guys are new cats. We're the new cats to them because that's the Arizona scene. So they're like,
wow,
let's see what you're about.
That's crazy. So you're like, there's like a whole world, man.
Yeah, it's like competition. If they see you like, oh, he's good, let me battle him. Let's see how really good he is. Or just to get their name around. So it's like, we welcome it. It's fun.
That's cool, dude. And like, and how do you know, like, if you win a battle by the audience vote or?
It's all just like whoever threw down the best round at that moment.
Right. And like, but like, how, like, what has it ever been like super close? And you're just like, how do you guys determine? You know, is it like?
Well, in the cypher, it's more spontaneous and in the moment, so there's no judges. The judges are basically you and the other person.
Kind of a mutual agreement, like, all right, dude, like, yeah.
And if you think you guys both won, then, you know, throw down again.
That's respect, dude. That's respectful. I mean, that's really cool.
There's times where people go 12, 15 rounds. Like, you're just sweating, but you keep going just to see who won.
That's fun,
I mean,
man.
On my birthday, just a few weeks ago, my birthday.
Happy belated.
Thank you. They kept battling me to the point where I puked.
What?
Yeah, I ended up puking.
We have a thing for winning birthday rounds. So If you turn 20, you go 20 rounds. If you turn 10, you go 10 rounds.
Wow.
And boy over here couldn't hang. He was 10th round.
Hey, man, I wasn't feeling good there. What do you want me to do?
Hey, from inside the studio, he went outside. Everyone went outside, started up-rocking him. It was
I was fun, like, man. Can I get some water? They were like, no. No, you can't get no water. I was like, oh, all right.
You can't blame him, man.
Is it
you
cool if I talk about some future events? Or?
Absolutely, brother. You know what, my friend? We're actually coming to the close of the show right now. If you want to give us a quick wrap up, I want to give my thank yous and stuff. I'm gonna close this out, but definitely tell us about some future events coming up real quick if you want to spread the good word.
Yeah, April 5th, we're gonna have a vending a place where we're gonna be selling food, you know, clothing,
and you guys like are gonna be dancing and stuff as well.
Yeah, accepting donations as well.
Yeah, a few of us, us three in particular, we're going to Vegas that day to battle. We have a competition there, so we're going to represent Los Angeles and Urban Influence just to see
beautiful.
See what we can do. You know?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Cinco de Mayo show in Lenox. We have a video sponsored by Champion Clothing. It's all about us.
Be on the watch out for that one too.
Wonderful, guys. Yeah. Honestly, I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for coming on the Vibration Station and spreading the good vibes. Make sure to check out Urban Influence.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course, man. Thank you guys for spreading your good vibes.
Help us fly to Europe, y'all.
And doing everything that you do.
Love, peace, and happiness.
Absolutely.
Hey, before we leave, man, everybody who's watching, don't be afraid to follow your dreams. Like, that's something I learned from my friend Chris. Like, don't ever be afraid to follow your dreams, no matter what. Even if you feel like it's not working, eventually the universe will help you make it. So just keep going for it. Keep going for your dreams.
I love you, brother. Thank you, my man.
I just want to say the torch has been passed on to our generation. It's up to us to keep it moving. So follow the movement, be the movement, Urban Influence Crew. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Always unconditional love, light, happiness, and high vibrations. See you next
always.
Week.
Smoke out of gore and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had stacks and dimes. We got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed that everything was fine. When we used to chill at Lawns, get drunk and blaze, but I guess that was just a